Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
During the pandemic, many Massachusetts restaurant owners had to teach themselves new tricks to keep their revenues stable. Now, a few want to make those changes a permanent part of their business. WBUR's Amanda Beland has more.
At Pagu in Cambridge, afternoons are spent prepping. A pile of potatoes will soon be turned into Pagu's version of waffles filled with cheese. Chef Tracy Chang created them.
Something that we've been doing at our restaurant pretty much since open, we've realized that is also something that we can, you know, vacuum pack and people can take home and toast and have for, you know, a snack or have for Super Bowl.
The waffles are for sale through Pagu's online market, started in the spring of 2020 in response to the pandemic. The market sells everything, from pantry staples to Pagu meal kits.
Some things we did pre-pandemic, like the umami and the hot honey, but the purple pancake mix we definitely designed for the market and have recently come out with new flavors like matcha, black sesame.
The market is an example of a pandemic pivot, a change that helps restaurants bring in revenue while they deal with staffing shortages, safety protocols, and limited indoor dining. It's more than just patios. For some restaurants, it's expanding takeout menus, developing meal kits, and creating online or in-person markets. And according to the National Restaurant Association, most restaurants that made these pivots plan to keep them at least through the end of the year.
When you walk into the store, the counter is like overstimulating, and it's supposed to be.
At Ebo & Co. Grocery in East Boston, owner Alexis Servasio had to pivot in the spring of 2020. That's when the pandemic made her event-centered oyster pop-up, East Boston Oyster, obsolete. So Servasio switched gears. She eventually opened a grocery store where she now sells oysters, plus some of her favorite things from other local producers, like hot sauce and cheese.
It's a business that will thrive no matter what. You know, if a pandemic, God forbid, was to happen again, we could close the doors and do pickups. We could find a way to keep this going. We are essential, and events were not essential. So I wanted to make sure that I was secure.
Even though she's starting to host events again, Servasio says the grocery is here to stay. But not everyone's pivot became permanent.
There was no math that was going to show me that this was a business that was worth running.
That's Tony Moss, chef and owner of Craigie on Main in Cambridge.
And this is my life and livelihood, and, you know, it's a thing that I've done for 30-whatever years, and that was not a decision that I took lightly. I certainly didn't just want to throw in the towel. I'd never, for a single second, envisioned myself doing anything else.
In 2020, he opened Craigie Next Door in a parking lot next to his restaurant. For over a year, he packed takeout orders from Craigie on Main while serving outdoor meals at Craigie Next Door. And it was successful. But Ma says the stress of staffing shortages and the uncertainty of the pandemic took a toll on business and on him. Ma's closed both places last summer to recharge and think about the future.
I have no idea when this pandemic will begin to actually wind down and when people will actually feel like that's the experience that they want to go out and have again.
Ma's is not alone. The Massachusetts Restaurant Association says more than 3,000 restaurants in Massachusetts have closed since the start of the pandemic. For Chef Tracy Chang, the revenue from Pagu's market is helping her avoid that fate. It's carrying them through rough patches, like this past winter when the Omicron surge chased away indoor diners.
We did like 18K in January and over 20K in the past 30 days. If we didn't do that, would I have had to cut more employees or, you know, take a bigger hit for these months? Absolutely. We want to be able to keep everyone through the good times and through the slower times.
Chang says she'll keep the market open as long as the city allows. Right now, she has a special permit to operate it. She's also expanding sales of Pagu products at stores and groceries in the region. Some of them opened their own pandemic pivots last year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amanda Beland.